My name's Richard Tan. I'm an attorney with the Labor Action Committee to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're the organizers of this United Front demonstration in which a number of other groups are also participating and helping to organize.
Talk about why the demonstration is taking place and why it's significant at this particular time.
You know, California has so far not been an epicenter of the coronavirus outbreaks in prisons. There have been some very severe outbreaks in Marion, Ohio, and also at Rikers Island in New York. And what's not being talked about is those prisons, the numbers are so high because they've tested every inmate and staff member at those prisons. And in California, we currently have about 400 confirmed cases, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually already a higher rate than the California population as a whole. And we haven't tested everyone. So we already know that the coronavirus, you know, is hitting the California prisons. It's likely to spread more. And once that happens, it's going to get out into the working class communities around the prison.
There's 400 confirmed cases, and you think there'd be more if there was more widespread testing. What are you all asking for?
The slogan for the demonstration is no execution by COVID-19. And, you know, our view is that trapping prisoners in cells where they're housed several to a cell or in communal areas where they don't have private access to disinfected sinks and showers and food facilities is equivalent to promising them a slow death by COVID-19. So we're demanding the release of the most vulnerable segments of the prison population, including the sick, the immunocompromised, the elderly, and also prisoners who are close to release and being on parole. Now, the California Department of Corrections has announced that they're going to be releasing prisoners who are 60 days off from their release date. But that's really been a drop in the bucket. And to give you a sense of what that's meant, they've released 87 people from San Quentin. San Quentin's population is about 4,000. So it's a tiny, tiny fraction of the population. There are blocks at San Quentin that are 200% over capacity, and they haven't even begun to touch any of that.
On one side, there's a public health issue. On the other side, there's a public safety issue in people's minds where there's worry about releasing prisoners, some would say too early or prematurely. How do you kind of navigate that debate?
You know, the Department of Corrections is distributing masks, but not all prisoners have them. And, they're distributing them very slowly. And the numbers that I just gave you for San Quentin show that, you know, they're really not paying a lot of attention to this issue. I mean, prisoners are a very vulnerable, invisible segment of the population. They're the last to receive any attention with the crisis that's going on. And I really do want to emphasize, it's not just a matter of what happens to the prisoners, because if there's an outbreak in the prisons, it will get out into the surrounding communities too. You said that the coronavirus is bringing up a lot of these issues that existed before. And, you know, at least for us, you know, we've been paying attention to health issues for prisoners for a long time because the Labor Action Committee to Free Mumia was involved in the international campaign to save Mumia's life a few years ago when he had hepatitis C. And back then, hepatitis C was the big health issue among prisoners. And the Department of Corrections in Pennsylvania basically abandoned Mumia, literally, in his cell, and, you know, were just waiting for him to die. And we organized a demonstration, a picket, actually, over at Gilead Sciences in Foster City, and we picketed the headquarters for the better part of a day, which was instrumental in getting Mumia hepatitis C treatment eventually. And there's a connection to the current crisis, too, because Gilead, again, is involved with the coronavirus. The CEO of Gilead is involved in efforts to develop a vaccine. And when people ask him, You know, what price are you going to charge for this vaccine? You know, like his essential response has been, well, you know, trust us, you know, we'll find a way to, you know, like make it a reasonable price. Well, you know, the drug Harvoni for hepatitis C, they were charging $10,000 a pill. So, you know, all these contradictions and problems, you know, are happening again, you know, just at a much more intense level right now.
So what would it look like if those who are running the prison system were to agree to what you're demanding? How could they kind of manage the public safety and public health issues in tandem?
You know, the populations that we're demanding release for, you know, the elderly, the sick, and the immunocompromised, and prisoners who were already going to be released, are populations that pose very little threat to the community. Statistics show that the rate of recidivism for elderly prisoners, at least, is extremely low. And I would imagine that it's the same for prisoners who are sick or immunocompromised. We don't advocate any sort of monitoring or, you know, house arrest or anything for the populations, you know, that we're demanding release for. I mentioned earlier on that, you know, the prisoners who have been released so far are really a drop in the bucket. And, you know, the state could do much more in terms of identifying prisoners who pose no threat, you know, to their communities and releasing them.
And lastly, what can folks who would like to advocate for better medical access in general, and particularly around the COVID-19 pandemic, what can they do to really advocate or support prisoners in California and in the nation, as you've mentioned, that there are breakouts at different places across the country already?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing that I'm hoping people will do is actually attend our car caravan and demonstration on Saturday. That's going to be we're gathering at the Larkspur Ferry Terminal, which is down the street from the West Gate of San Quentin Prison at 10 a.m. And there'll be a car caravan that's going to circle around the prison, as well as a press conference in front of the West Gate. So I'm really hoping that, you know, people who want to advocate for both prisoners and their communities will show up for that. In terms of other actions that people can take, you know, the buck really stops right now with Gavin Newsom. The governor has the power to order the Department of Corrections to release more prisoners, and he has the power to alter the regulations governing the Department of Corrections so long as the state of emergency is going on. So, you know, if individuals aren't able to attend the demonstration on Saturday, that's what they should do. They should write to the governor and demand that he take action to release more prisoners.